The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences and is suitable for all ages.
This is a Milken Sea Audio production, where entertainment is always free.
I'm Alexa Chipman. I voiced several minor roles in the Broken Sea Audio Productions Prisoner series. In March 2011, I visited Port Marion, aka The Village, at about the time when the 1967 shoot took place. While there, I recorded several voice memos which I thought Prisoner fans would enjoy. I must admit I did go about reenacting scenes, and was not the only one, although one group were pretending Rover was after them, and ended up falling headfirst into the mud by the old people's home. Be seeing you!
Here we are on location in the village. And I am next to number six's cottage near the bell tower. You can hear the fountains playing down below. Although the one question is, why would you want to escape from here? Because it is gorgeous. I am climbing the steps to the green dome. Who will we find in here? It's number two! No, really, it's the interior. Lovely view of the clock tower from here as well. Nowhere is there more beauty than here. Tonight, when the moon rises, the whole world will turn silver. The view is incredible. The beach is so pristine that you can see every footstep all the way from here. I'm now taking the route that number six took during the arrival chase sequence. So we can be very quiet because there are people coming after us. It's mostly a woodland so far. You can probably hear some seagulls. Just reached the first loggia. Let's take a look. Very narrow, steep stone staircase.
We've just reached the first loggia.
Ah, Miss Chipman. Or should I say, number 12.
Very narrow.
This is where number six was taking refuge. And we're looking down on the helicopter lawn with the pool. This is near the old people's home and the stone boat. As you can see, there are sort of creeks going down to the beach area and the ocean. Honestly, from here, I think I could make it. But it might be low tide. In fact, I believe it is low tide because there's a lot of beach. And here I am on the stone boat. It's really quite large, I didn't know that. And there's a cavern nearby. The casino. Yes, it really is stone. The stone boat, everyone. I'm now at the observatory tower gate. Going through a dripping tunnel right now. I really am not making this up. I'm really here. Open stone again. And along. I'm inside the lighthouse now, where number 6 met number 9, and I have to just show you the incredible sound. I hope it picks it up, because it echoes incredibly in here. Ooh.
Number 12.
I'm about to head down to the beach where number 6 finds the drowned man in Dance of the Dead. And right now I'm on stones in a sort of tide pool area. Although it is low tide, so there's not much here. But it's very safe. I hope. We're nearing the beach now. Probably not very exciting to hear because it's sand and I'm not about to step in the water to make a nice splash sound for you. Wait, here's a rock. I will do it for you. Oh great, I just got my iPhone wet. Alright. No drowned men here. There could be in the caves, and I have to find a way to cross this little stream here. Oh, okay, this is a tricky part. There's a lot of sharp rocks around here. Old seaweed, which looks very slippery. Ah, a narrow part. I think I can jump in. So if you hear a big splash, that's me falling in. Ha! Made it. Ooh, a cave. Let's go check it out. Lovely, more water. Shall I try another jump? Do you want to hear me fall in? Okay. This looks narrow, but that means I'll have to clamber over some cliff rocks. So, get ready. 1, 2, 3. Woo! Now comes the cliff climbing. There's lots of gold lichen on the rock too. Ooh, here's the cavern, but I have to get down the cliff first. I'm trying to hold an iPhone and a book, so. This bloody brilliant. Oh, there's the cave. Oh. If you ever want climbing sequence sounds. According to the tracks, I'm the first person here since a bird, so. It's pretty dark. Looks like the usual wash-up things. And a sock. So, unless there's a body with it. So now I'm on some shale. Got lighter so I can see where I'm going better. Yes, no drowned people. Alas, so we're trapped in the village here with no radio. Well, actually I'm holding one right now, but that's beside the point. anyone wants shale walking, here's your chance. And wet shale walking. And we're about to hear a big splash on mud unless I do some clambering about again. Unless I want to jump really, really far and get muddy. What do you think? Mud or clambering about? All right, the mud. Okay. And jump two. Will she make it? And she does. And I'm talking about myself in the third person. So this is near the beach, which is probably one of the most exciting places. Because there's no one about and I can talk really silly. So I want to jump really, really far and get muddy. What do you think?
So,
mud or clamber
number clamber? 12.
All right, the mud.
You find the village amusing.
Okay.
Get her, Rover.
She does. After extensive clambering about and being poked and bleeding by Holly, I'm about to enter a cavern that is blocked by a waterfall, so getting wet will happen, and therefore I can't take the phone in with me because it will get wet. So this is the last chance to hear the cavern by the beach. This is day two at the village. It's very early in the morning and it's completely deserted. So it's very much like Arrival, so I retraced his steps in that episode. I'm now at the location of his famous speech, "I am not a number." It is very disturbing here with no one about. I'm going to walk from here over to the Italian restaurant where you had the first line in the first episode. This is where the first line took place. And ironically, we have our first people, we could probably hear them. Now that is timing. I've just come from Battery Ridge, which is near Battery Lawn, that is featured in several parts of The Prisoner. It is so beautiful here, the rhododendrons are in bloom. And there are ferns, a creek. It's so idyllic that it shouldn't be real. I keep expecting it to be a hologram and vanish away. You give a guy your number and you take away his name.
Ah, Miss Chipman.
Number two.
Or should I say, number 12.
This bloody thing is... Oh, there's the kid.
Ah, I just love it when they scream. Rover, don't play with your food.